From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Jack White of the White Stripes has formed a second group with friend and fellow Detroit rocker Brendan Benson and members of the Cincinnati band The Greenhorns. They call themselves the Raconteurs, and it isn't a side project for any of these musicians. They're out on the road with a new CD that'll be released May 16th called Broken Boy Soldiers. This tune's called Hands. Raconteurs featuring Jack White, Brendan Benson, along with bassist Jack Lawrence and drummer Patrick Keeler. That song's called Hands. It's from the forthcoming CD called Broken Boy Soldiers. From Seattle comes Band of Horses. The group formed from the ashes of another Pacific Northwest band. That group was called Carissa's Weird. Now bandmates Ben Bridwell and Matt Brook have a group called Band of Horses. If you have a love for My Morning Jacket, music with a good sense of melody and high-yearning vocals, give Band of Horses a listen. This opening track from their debut CD is called, appropriately enough, The First Song.
Mm-hmm.
The CD's called Everything All the Time from the Band of Horses, the tune that kickstarts their first CD's called The First Song. Hearing a new record from Ian Love, it's hard to tell. His past bands were filled with gritty, hard-driving sounds. One group he was in was called Burn. The other, described as a post-punk band, was called Rival School. But his solo CD is gentle. As it happens, Ian Love has battled drug addiction, and now he's cleaned himself up. He's shifted his focus to being a father and making music in his Brooklyn home. In fact, the home atmosphere made for the gentle sounds, keeping it quiet for his newborn daughter. This song's called The Only Night.
The drive all night until the sunrise. It shines on her face and we notice. Well, there's an old house. Let's step inside. Now there's no one in this world but you and I. And there's no one in this world but you. And I stay quiet with so patient as the stars jump side to side. This feels like the only night. So please tell me something to ease my mind. You know, tell me everything's gonna be alright. We dizzy from circles, through tears we drive. So patient as the stars jump side to side, and this feels like the only night. So I'll stay quiet, and we're so patient as the stars jump side to side, and this feels like the only night. And this feels like the only.
Music by Ian Love, the song from his self-titled CD is called The Only Night. When I put on this next CD, I thought it was a reissue from the British folk scene sometime around 1972. The record label is Hannibal, a label known for Nick Drake LPs, music by Richard and Linda Thompson and Sandy Denny, all influential British folk artists. The picture inside also had that late 60s and early 70s folk feel, and it was reinforced by what I was hearing on the CD. Well, it turns out that this CD is by a group called The 18th Day of May, and it's contemporary. The group's based in London. The singer and the flute player are both American. The guitarist, and sometimes sitarist, is Swedish. They do a cover of a great British guitarist named Bert Jansch, but most of the songs are original, including this tune called 18 Days.
Mm-hmm.
The group's called The 18th Day of May, and the song's called 18 Days. And if I ever get to meet this band, I'll ask them what it all means. A peek at MySpace and The 18th Day of May shows elf power amongst their friends. Turns out that Allison, the flute player in our last band, is a friend of Andrew Reiger from her days living in Athens, Georgia. There's a new elf power CD out. It's called Back to the Web. The music doesn't have the edge of their early work. The songwriting's strong, though, and I love what I've heard so far. This tune's called An Old Familiar Scene. Elf Power, the band from Athens, Georgia, are in the middle of a U.S. tour that ends May of 2006. The new CD is called Back to the Web, and that song's called An Old Familiar Scene. A CD came my way. The artist is new to me. His name's Rocco DeLuca. His band is called The Burden. DeLuca has a strong voice. Jeff Buckley comes to mind. The song called Dope reminded me a bit of the Bronnyar Stomp from Led Zeppelin's third record. Have a listen to Rocco DeLuca and The Burden. Rocco DeLuca and The Burden. The song's called Dope, and the CD's called I Trust You to Kill Me. Having made that earlier Led Zeppelin remark, I just noticed that the band is opening for Robert Plant at the Cornbury Oxford Music Festival. Rocco DeLuca's CD's on a new label called Ironworks Music, a label started by actor Kiefer Sutherland and pop artist, songwriter, and producer Jude Cole. I love the story of Nickel Creek. The group formed in 1989. Guitarist Sean Watkins was 12. His sister Sarah was 8. Chris Thiele played the mandolin. He was also 8 years old. Imagine yourself 8 years old and forming a band. Now, 17 years later, you're still playing in the same band with the same people. The new CD by Nickel Creek is called Why Should the Fire Die? It's filled with original tunes and truly brilliant playing. But in the spirit of today's show, a show that seems to be dripping with folk sounds and thinking about 8-year-old Sarah Watkins, we leave you now with this cover tune from the CD. Listen to Sarah Watkins sing Bob Dylan's Tomorrow is a Long Time. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Terry Knight's our engineer. And if you like this show, you should know that NPR Music is up for a Webby Award. Take a moment and show your support. Go to webbyaward.com and vote for NPR and NPR Music. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
No.